Sechtes Mikvoyes, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey. Our Mishnah continues with the halacha of Shini Mara in a mikveh. As we know that Gimel Lugim of Mayim Sh'uvim falling into a mikveh prior to its fill of Memso of Megishomim will passel the mikveh. What happens if you have, says the Mishnah, Shleish Lugim Mayim, three Lugim of water. It's a complete three Lugim of water. V'nafal Techen Kortev, a little tiny droplet Yayin of wine. So you have three lugim plus the kartiv, the little droplet of wine. Varei, marei, and kamar yayin. The wine was so concentrated that it changed the color of the water into the color of wine. And now, v'naflu l'mikveh, and it fell back into the mikveh, loy pastu. It doesn't pass the mikveh because this does not look like water. It looks like yayin. And therefore, it's nishtana marei and lamara yayin. And it doesn't have a din of water. So the chachamim only placed an injunction on gimel lugim mayim. This is not mayim, it's yayin. What happens, shloish lugin mayim, you have a different case. You have three lugin of water, chasa kurtiv, it's missing a little droplet. In other words, not a complete shear of gimel lugin. Now, if we stop right here, if this would fall to the mikveh, it would not passel the mikveh because you don't have a complete shear of gimel lugin. And then, v'nofel teichen kurtiv cholov, a little droplet of milk fell in to the three Lugin minus the kurtiv of water, and now you have a complete three lugin. Being that the milk is white, it doesn't discolor it, so therefore now it looks like water. And fell into the mikveh. It doesn't pass into the mikveh because we say, according to the Tanakhama, the milk that fell into it is not bottled because you need a shear of three lugim, and bit will not give you a shear. So therefore, you don't have a complete measurement of three lugim, so therefore the mikveh is not possible. However, Bi'yoch Manuri says, Hakol hoylech achamar, he disagrees, and he says, being that now this looks like water, so we consider as if you have three lugim of mayim, and therefore, if tesha uvim, it passels the mikveh. Mesechdus mikvoyes perik zayin mishnevov. Mikveh sheyesh bo yaboyim so mechavenes, if one has a mikveh that has exactly 40 saw, yordu shnayim, if two people went in, v'tovlu zechazeh, and one immersed himself right after the other one, so then, harishin tor, the first one is tor, because he was tovel in a mikveh that has memso, v'hasheni, but the second one, tomei, his tefillah is not valid, because we assume, that when the first person walked out, he took some of the water with him, and therefore, now the mikveh is missing the measurement of memso. Rabbi Yehuda says, however, if the first person's feet are still in the mikveh, noigus b'mayim, touching the water, afasheni tor, the second one is tor because we consider all the water that's on his body mechubet to the mikveh through the halacha of gur achis, and therefore it's mitzarif to the shir of b'mso, and the mikveh is considered as a mikveh sholem. Now the Mishnah goes on to another case. Hitful boy es hasogis v'haleu miktosin agei b'mayim. Person immersed a cloth, a beged which became tamei, a cloth beged which is tamei, and it absorbed water. And now the shear of the mikveh, part of it, is absorbed in the beged. But miktosin agei b'mayim, the sogis, this cloth is still touching the water, so Torah, we consider it all connected to the mikveh, and whoever tovels in the mikveh while the sogis is still touching the mikveh is Torah because we have the complete memsa. There's the machlekes and the mefarshim, if this is only according to Yehuda who said that we employ gerachas, or maybe even according to other shittas as well. And now the Mishnah tells us another case, a very practical halacha, hakava kesa shalor. Here we're talking about a beged, but it's like a pillowcase or a blanket where there's a receiving area. So if you lift it out of the water, kivin shekbiyas hafseim in amayim, if you lift it out of the lips, out of the mikveh, and there's water inside in the receiving area of this pillowcase, let us say, for argument's sake. So now, this water is detached from the mikveh. If the mikveh was mechoven, if it had exactly memso, the mikveh now does not have memso, because whatever is in the kar and the keses is subtracted from the overall shear of the mikveh. So then what does a person do? What's the practical way to toivel such articles if you don't want to lose the shear mikveh? Because remember, if you took this out of the mikveh, it all becomes shuvim. You put it back in, now you have whatever the amount is in there, shuvim, back into the mikveh that does not have memso. So ketzad yaseh, so the Mishnah says, very practical way of doing it, matfilin, you toivel it, but when you want to lift it out of the water, mala oisam, you lift them up derech shulayim, with the bottom up, so therefore the water in there never becomes shuvim, and empties back into the mikveh, and everything is good. You don't deplete the shear of the mikveh.